This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. This is the third lecture, فقه الصوم, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. We talked about the virtues of fasting, and we talked about the types of fasting. And today, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would like to talk about the types of people once it comes to fasting. The types of people once it comes to fasting. The jurists have basically divided people into three types once it comes to fasting Ramadan. The first type of people who must fast, they have no choice. The second type, people who must break their fast, they cannot fast Ramadan, with details, whether they have to make it up or not. The third type, which is the detailed type, is a type that has to fast, could fast, and could break fast. Fasting is possible for them in some cases, or permissible in some cases. In some cases, it's disliked. In some cases, it is not good. Last lecture, we talked about those who have to fast. You recall, we actually addressed that first type, عَلَى مَنْ يَجِبُ الصَّوْمُ, and we mentioned six criteria. If you meet these criteria, then you have to fast. Number one, if you're a Muslim. Number two, if you reach the age of puberty, al-bulugh. Now we're talking about those who have to fast. But it is recommended for those who are under the age of puberty to try to fast. But we're talking about what? Having to fast. The age of puberty. Number three, al-aql, sanity. So al-Muslim, البالغ العاقل. Four, المقيم, the resident, he's not a traveler. الصحيح, the healthy, he's not sick. And then the sixth condition has to do with the sisters, which is not being in a state of menses, cycle, or post-delivery. This is the first section and the first type, and we covered this last lecture. We talked about this in details, and the lecture is available online if you want to go and listen to it. But today, inshallah, we're going to begin with the second section, or the second group of Muslims who cannot fast. They cannot fast. It is allowed for them, it is not allowed for them to fast. And those are three types: the women who have their cycle, the women who just delivered and they are still bleeding, they call it the post-delivery, and a person fasting would cause him to die. يعني الصوم قد يعني يهلكه. This person is haram for him to fast. If fasting would cause your health to deteriorate and you could actually die, it is haram for you to fast. طيب, let's talk about that section inshallah, which is not a whole lot. الحائض والنفساء. Once it comes to the women having their period cycle, and the women who just delivered and they are still bleeding, أجمع العلماء. There is a consensus that the women who have those two conditions, لا يصح صومهما. Their fasting is invalid. ولا يجب عليهما. And they do not have to fast. ويحرم. And it is haram for them to fast. ومن أهل العلم, يعني في إجماع, there is a consensus that if a woman who has her mens and cycle fasts intentionally believing that her fast is accepted, بإجماع العلماء, a consensus, هذه المرأة تكفر. تكفر. But we're not going to label people here, huh? We have to be careful. We just have to make sure that we educate her first, or maybe remove any misconception in her mind before we jump into this. Now, those two, they have to make up their fast, the days that they missed, after Ramadan. And they could delay it. Yani there is a, we're going to talk about making up the fast. As Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned, even so, there is a big debate regarding this issue. Should you make up your fasting right away, or should you delay it until Sha'ban? We're going to come to this, inshallah, once we talk about making up the days that are missed, and we'll bring out the debate and tell you which one is the sound one. But the evidence that we have for this, we have more than one evidence actually. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu an, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal hadith fil Bukhari, he said to his companions that the women are naqisatu aqlin wa deen, that they have some deficit once it comes to the religion and once it comes to the their mind. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once the companions basically questioned that, then he said في صيغة الخبر, informing his companion, saying أليس إذا حاضت لم تصلي ولم تصم فذلك نقصان دينها. When she is in a state of menstruation or cycle, she does not have to pray, nor she does not have to fast. This is the deficit in her deen. The other hadith في صحيح الإمام مسلم, حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها, a statement that was made by Aisha. She said كنا نحيض على عهد رسول الله. We used to experience menstruation during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَنُؤْمَرُ بِقَضَاءِ الصَّوْمِ وَلَا نُؤْمَرُ بِقَضَاءِ الصَّلَاةِ. And we used to get commanded to make up the days that we missed because of menstruation, but we do not make up what? Salah. Women do not have to make up the salah. Huh? الخوارج كانوا يأمروا النساء ب... ولذلك عائشة رضي الله عنها, when one of the women told her that I make up the salah that I missed during my period, then عائشة رضي الله عنها said to her أحرورية أنت. يعني حرورية, ها, لفظ هذا الخوارج. الخوارج على فكرة بيجبروا نساءهم على قضاء الصلاة. سبحان الله, يعني out of this world. They ask their women to make up the salah that they missed during their menstruation. طيب, we have some issues very important. إذا طهرت المرأة أثناء النهار, a woman, your mother, your daughter, your wife, your sister, she has her mens, and her mens ended, stopped during the day of Ramadan. What should she do? Should she abstain from that time, or should she carry on eating until the end of the day? Huh? لا دليل. We have no evidence that she should abstain from eating or drinking. Even so, there are some scholars who said she should refrain from eating the rest of the day, but she's still going to have to make up the day. But no evidence. لا دليل على هذا. There is no evidence for this. طبعا, the issue has to deal with what? You eating and drinking in front of, in the open during the month of Ramadan. Huh? That's the issue. That people are fasting around you, and it's the month of Ramadan, and here you are munching. Huh? Now, the scholars have mentioned this. If the person has an excuse to break fast, and his excuse could be noticed by the people, يعني الرجل عجوز مثلا, an old man, huh? ما يستطيع الصيام. Huh? He cannot fast. It's okay to eat and drink in front of you because you know he's what? He's elder. But somebody whose excuse is a hidden one, huh? You're not sure about it, then this person, it is preferred for him to conceal what? His eating and drinking. Huh? So this is the line that is, but there is no evidence whatsoever that you should refrain from eating and drinking if the woman has come out of the mens during the course of the day of Ramadan. طيب, the second thing, إذا طهرت المرأة قبل الفجر, a woman who has her mens, and subhanAllah, her period stopped right before Fajr. And there is no time to take what? Ghusl. We'd call it a ritual what? Ghusl. A ritual shower. We could call it a ritual shower. Ghusl. Can she fast that day? Absolutely. Even if she delays her ghusl until after Fajr. الشاهد here, or the variable that we look at here, is the blood. Did the blood cease before Fajr? Then the sister, even so, if she did not take her ritual bath, then she can begin fasting this day. طيب, a woman who has her mens, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds before the sun sets. Her period comes to her 1 minute before al-iftar. Does this day count? No. She has to make up this day. But again, the variable is what now? The variable is what? Is A. الشاهدين A. الدم. That she sees the blood. But if she experienced the pains of some women, some sisters, they go through some pain before actually having their period. If they experience the pain before the period, before the sunset, no, they do not have to break the fast. But if they see the blood right before the sun sets, this sister, even if she does not eat or drink, even if she continues abstaining from eating and drinking, she still has to make up this day because this day does not count. طيب, is it permissible for women to take pills that can stop her period during the month of Ramadan in order to end up fasting the whole month? نقول, we say, أن الحيض menstruation أمر كتبه الله على بنات آدم، وهذا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة رضي الله عنها حينما غضبت في عمرتها وفي حجها، يعني قال هذا أمر كتبه الله عليكن بنات آدم. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed upon the daughters of Adam. وَمَا سَمِعْنَا We have not heard any of the companions' wives, the wives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or أُمَّهَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ The mothers of the believers doing this. They have not done that. They have not done that. So we should not do it. But this is what the issue here is, what if these pills does not harm her health, it is okay. If she take these pills and they do not have side effects on her health, it is okay. It is permissible for her to take these pills to stop her period from coming during the month of Ramadan. And her fasting is valid. Her fasting is valid. The last issue here that we have is al-mustahabah. We know there is hayd and there is what? Istihabah. What is the difference between the two? Hayd is the period. Some of our sisters, some of our mothers, some of our daughters, some of our wives, their period is extended beyond a certain number of days, some month. Now, if the sister experiences this during the course of Ramadan, what she does is she looks at how many days is her average period in the past. Like let's say for the last 10 years, she used to have a period for 7 days. So we say this is the average. Now we tell her, if your period exceeds 7 days, then we call this what? Istihabah. She still can pray. But with one condition, she has to make wudu for each salah when the time of the salah is here. And it is recommended, of course, to do ghusl for two salahs at the same time. And she could fast, and her fasting is valid. She does not have to make up these days. Number three, individuals that fasting will expose their life to danger. And inshallah, we will detail this with section number three of the types of people. Yani, a lot of this stuff has to do with sickness, has to do with traveling, and this is the section number three. So right now we want to talk about the type number three of people. So we talked about the people who have to fast. So who have to fast? Muslims? Huh? Sane? Huh? Puberty? Huh? Residents, resident, healthy, and for the sisters, no menstrual cycle. If this criteria fits you, you have no choice but to fast. Now, people who cannot fast, it is haram for them to fast. Women who have their cycle, women who are still bleeding after delivery, and people whose health are in danger, is endangered because of fasting. All right? Now we want to talk about the third type of people, which people, they could fast and they could break fast. يَجُوزُ لَهُمُ الصَّوْمُ وَيَجُوزُ لَهُمُ الْفِطْرِ It is permissible for them to fast, because they can fast, and it is permissible for them to break fast because they have a license to break fast. Who are those people? They call them Ashabul A'dar. Ashab al A'dar. The people who are exempted or exempt from fasting. We're going to talk about the traveler. We're going to talk about the sick. We're going to talk about the woman who is pregnant, the women who are breastfeeding. We're going to talk about the old man and the old woman. And there is one more that I forgot. There are seven of those, inshallah. So let's talk about the first one, which is the traveler. طيب ما هو حكم الصوم في السفر؟ What is the ruling regarding fasting when you are a traveler? We know that it is permissible for a traveler to break his fast. What is the evidence? فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخْرَ. If you are a traveler or you are sick, then you could break your fast and make up these days later on. طيب. If you have this license and if you fast, so you have a license to do what? Not to fast. But what happens if you say, you know what? I can fast. I'm strong. The travel is not difficult. I can fast. Will that fasting be valid or not? The answer is yes. وَهَذَا قَوْلُ الْجُمْهُورِ. And this is the view of the majority of the jurists. ذهب جمهور العلماء إلى جواز الصوم في السفر وأن ذلك يجزئه. طيب, what is the evidence? What evidence did they use for this? حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها والحديث في البخاري ومسلم أن حمزة ابن عمرو الأسلمي رضي الله عنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this companion, by the way, he used to like fasting. قال يا رسول الله, he said, O Messenger of Allah, أأصوم في السفر? Should I fast when I'm a traveler? When I'm traveling, should I fast? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن شئت فصم وإن شئت فأفطر. إن شئت فصم وإن شئت فأفطر. If you want fast and if you want break your fast. And we have hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. And I love this hadith because of the spirit of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal hadith fi sahih al-Imam Muslim. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abi Sa'id said, Safarna ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We used to travel with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فيصوم الصائم ويفطر المفطر ولا يعيب بعضنا على بعض. شوف And some of us, some of the companions will be utilizing the license by breaking fast, and some of the companions would fast and we would not come to one another and say, oh, you're breaking fast, oh, I'm fasting. Because it's what? It's هذه عزيمة. رخصة والعزيمة, عزيمة, عزيمة. You have a license, but if you're strong enough to not apply the license, it is okay. Even so, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والحديث في مسند الإمام أحمد, إن الله يحب أن تؤتى رخصه كما يحب أن تؤتى عزائمه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you to utilize the license that He gives to you. But again, we're going to give this a little bit more understanding that sometimes it is better to fast. Because if traveling is not hard on you and you can do it, it is better to fast in Ramadan. Because, you know, it's easy to fast when everybody else is fasting. It is very difficult to make up days when everybody is eating around you. But when it is Ramadan and people are fasting, is a lot better that you fast than waiting until everybody else is not fast. I gotta let you know, so that there is a view out there, al-Zahiriya, Abu Dawood al-Zahiri, Ibn Hazm and others. They said what? That if a person fasts, just to let you know how far this issue is, if a person fasts when he's a traveler, his fasting is invalid. Why? They said what? Allah said in the Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ and they have. وَمَا يَأْخُذُوا بِظَاهِرِ النَّصِ. الظاهرية يا إخوة, الظاهرية إيه؟ حتى أسماؤهم يعني سموهم بالظاهرية. ظاهر يعني إيه؟ يأخذون بظاهر النص. The apparent meaning of the text. They don't dig. They did not go down to this hadith. And they so, but رأي الفقهاء, رأي الجمهور, the view of the jurist is the most accepted one. And this is the view of the companions, the four imams, and a lot of them. Now comes a question in play here: which is better, fasting or break fasting? When you are a traveler, which is better? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, made a beautiful statement. He said, "Aysaruhuma afdaluhum." Which of them is easy on you is the best in the sight of Allah. طيب, detailing this, we say this. Fasting has two conditions, which is what? It is hard, or it is what? Easy. طيب. من كان يشق عليه الصوم. If fasting is so difficult on you, because you are a traveler, and you're actually exposing yourself to difficulty and hardship, and you may actually lose your life because of fasting, this person should not fast at all. بل يجب عليه الفطر. As a matter of fact, it is mandatory upon this person to break his fast. The evidence في البخاري ومسلم حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما. One day the companions were convening, يعني grouping around someone who is in the ground, fainted. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, what is wrong with him? قالوا يا رسول الله, they said, O Messenger of Allah, هو صائم. He fainted because he was fasting. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ليس من البر الصوم في السفر. It is not a sign of righteousness and piety that you fast while you are a traveler. But again, we have to confine this to what? To the condition of what? Of this man. That here he is fainted because of what? Because of fasting. Now, you expose yourself to fainting because of fasting, this is not a sign of birr. And we have another hadith which is very interesting. Hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma fi sahih al-Imam Muslim. وابن عباس في صحيح البخاري وابن عباس في صحيح البخاري أن النبي جابر, this is the wording of جابر, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is basically narrating the story when the Muslims marched from Medina to Mecca to conquer Mecca, and it was extremely hot. So they were traveling from Medina to Mecca. And a lot of the companions started feeling the heat of the sun and the hardship of fasting. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a place called Qura'ul Ghamim, that is the area, he called for a drink of water, a glass of water. And he did like this. He was fasting Ramadan. He did like this in front of his companions. He raised it like this, and then he started drinking in front of everybody. In front of everybody. Basically showing them that what? That he's what? He's breaking what? His fast. Because it's very difficult to fast in this condition. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by some of his companions that some of the companions actually did not give up fasting. In spite of seeing who? Al-Uswa. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself breaking his fast in front of them, but yet they insisted on keeping their fast. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said twice, أُولَٰئِكَ الْعُصَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ الْعُصَىٰ. Those are the disobedient. Those are the disobedient. Now, sometimes fasting does not give you hardship to the extent that you lose your life or you faint, but it makes it difficult for you to do your job, to perform, basically, to do goodness, to do good deeds. And I enjoy this hadith so much because it has a lot of benefits. Hadith Anas fi Sahih Muslim. Again, the whole thing is about the journey from Mecca to from Medina to Mecca, the Fath Mecca, the conquest of Mecca or the conquering of Mecca in the 10th year after Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Basically, the companions had to stop somewhere, the Muslim camp. Now, those who are fasting did not have energy to help the rest of the camp because they are what? They are fasting. They are weak. Now, those who broke their fast, they put the camps together and they cooked the food and they took care of the horses and the camels. They did all the work. While those who are fasting are what? Tired. They cannot simply because of their health and because of the fact that they are fasting, they cannot help out. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a beautiful statement. He said, ذهب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر. Those who broke fast today, they got the greatest of rewards. Why? Because they ended up helping what? The ummah. In spite of what? Breaking fast in the month of what? Of Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, في صحيح مسلم, حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, that they were going in a battle, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions, إِنَّكُمْ مُصَبِّحُوا الْعَدُوِّ غَدَى. Tomorrow, you're going to have to fight with your enemy. وَالْفِطْرُ أَقْوَى لَكُمْ. If you break your fast and eat and drink, it's better for you. It will strengthen you. So these are the evidence that shows that sometimes it is haram, it is disliked. Now, the other side of this, someone who can fast and travel and there is no problem. He can do all of this. He can be active and he can help the ummah. Fasting is not going to prevent him or hinder him from doing all these type of things. This person could fast, and his fasting is valid. We have more than one evidence, Hadith Abi Sa'id, the hadith that I quoted for you, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hadith Abi Sa'id and Jabir, we used to travel with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of us would fast, and some of us would break fast, and we would not nag one another for doing so. And Hadith Aisha fi Sahih Muslim, Hadith Hamza al-Aslami, Ibn Amr al-Aslami, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, in shi'ta fasum, if you want fast, and if you want break your fast. But we have some issues here once it comes to fasting. If you are a traveler. You're traveling. And you're going to utilize the license to break fast. When can you eat? When can you eat? Huh? Okay, let me begin with this. I'm flying out tomorrow to Kuala Lumpur. I'm flying tomorrow, inshallah, to Kuala Lumpur, and tomorrow is Ramadan. This is a hypothetical, okay? And my flight is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Should I have the intention to break fast? No. هذا إجماع. الأمر هذا فيه إجماع يا إخوة. And a lot of people make that mistake. الإجماع هذا يعني الإمام القرطبي mentioned. He said this. You cannot sleep with the intention that you're going to break fast in the morning. You have to wait until you actually begin traveling. Or being basically prepared to take off. Now, once it comes, you have packed your bags and you have your airline ticket in your hand, and we're talking about flying here. And khalas, you're leaving. Should you eat? Yes or no? Should you eat? It's Ramadan. You're fasting. You're fasting. No, this person already wants to use the license. He's a traveler. He wants to break his fast. He's already decided. But we said that he cannot sleep at night with the intention that he's going to not to fast tomorrow. So he has to sleep until he has to have the intention until he actually initiates the fast, initiate the travel. Now the initiation of the travel, that you pack your bags, you have your airline ticket in your hand, you're about to get in the car. Can you eat then? Come on. Okay. Let's begin from here. And I really would like you to understand this today. Let's begin from here. Traveling will have two conditions. Condition number one, that you have traveled before Fajr. You started traveling at 1 o'clock, midnight, and you're eating and drinking, right? Because there is no what? And Fajr arrived when you are a traveler. Should this person break his fast? Or should he carry on fasting? Al-Jumhur. The jurist, Abu Hanifa, wa Malik, wa Shafi'i. And a wording from Ahmad, that this person actually is permissible for him to break his fast. Because Fajr came when he is what? A traveler. Khalas. Here is another issue, which is case number two, that he traveled after Fajr. His flight, or he has to drive. Let's use driving. Let's leave that flight alone. Let's say that somebody is going to drive from here to New York. And he's going to start driving at 10 o'clock in the morning. We said that he has to sleep at night with the intention that he's fasting. Now this person intended to fast. Can he change his intention? Can he break his fast that day? What do you mean? You have to fulfill the intention. This person intended to fast. How do you change your intention? Look at this now. Abu Hanif wa Malik wa Shafi'i and a wording from Imam Ahmad, this person is not allowed to break his fast that day. Because of what? لأنه عقد النية. يا إخوان, الموضوع النية في الإسلام is a killer. The intention in Islam is what? Is a killer. ولذلك, a person who goes to perform Hajj, huh? You must complete Hajj. يا ويلك if you stop in the halfway. You have to come back next year to perform it because of your intention. But الإمام أحمد وإسحاق بن راهوي والحسن, they said this person can break his fast. And this is what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah also and rahimahullah al-jami' adopted. And this is, quite frankly, even so, it is not the view of the majority of the jurists, but this is the most correct view. Why? We have one hadith, the hadith that I keep quoting for you, which is what? Hadith Jabir ibn Abbas. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his way to Mecca, and when they experienced hardship because of fasting, he called upon a drink of water, and in front of everybody, and he broke his what? But he intended to fast this day, correct? من أركان الصوم, one of the pillars of fasting is what? النية. An aqad al-niyyah, that you must have an intention before Fajr. So the Prophet ﷺ, in spite of having the firm intention to fast this day, and he did fast some of it, but because he experienced hardship and he was given a license to break his fast because he's a traveler, he's still what? And that is why, even so, this is the view of the minority, but it is the most authentic view. Now, we go back to this issue that, you see, the debate here is about this issue is okay, we said that this person who is traveling tomorrow, let's say at 10 o'clock to New York, he has to sleep with the intention that he is fasting this day. At 10 o'clock, he prepared his bags, he is getting ready. He can eat then. يجوز, listen to this. يجوز للمسافر الذي نوى السفر وتأهب له أن يفطر قبل خروجه من بيته أو الموضع الذي أراد السفر منه. It is permissible for a person who is traveling, who prepared his bags and his travel and everything, that he eats and drinks before he takes off from his house. طبعاً, this issue is tackling because of what? Because of salah. Huh? Because let's say that you're traveling to New York. Can you shorten the salah before you leave your home? Huh? Can you? You have to wait until what? You leave. You see, with the salah is different. That you have to leave al-bunyan. You have to leave what? Town. You have to leave town before you actually shorten your salah. But with fasting is different. You could eat before you leave al-bunyan. Now, al-Imam al-Qurtubi, al-Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr, and we have a very supportive evidence في سنن الإمام الترمذي. And here it is. عن محمد ابن كعب ابن مالك رحمه الله. محمد, the son of كعب ابن مالك رحمه الله. He said, أتيت أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه. I came to visit أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه في رمضان. In Ramadan. Anas, in Ramadan. وهو يريد السفر. And he wants to travel. He's about to travel. وَقَدْ رُحِّلَتْ لَهُ رَاحِلَتُهُ. They prepared what? His camel for him. They prepared the camel. He's still where? At his what? At his house. They prepared the camel for him. And he's about to leave. فَدَعَى بِطَعَامٍ. Anas, هَذَا يَعْنِي سُنَّة سُنَّة سُنَّة. فَدَعَى هَذَا بِطَعَامٍ. He called upon what? Food to eat. فمحمد بن كعب looked at him like this. What are you doing? It's Ramadan. He told him, Sunnatun. He told him what? Sunnatun. It is a sunnah. وهذا اللفظ يا إخوة عند المحدثين الحديث يأخذ حكم المرفوع. When this word is uttered, then this hadith مرفوع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. بالرغم أنه قول صحابي, it's a statement that was said by a companion, but because he said the word sunnah, that means who said it? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. وللشيخ الألباني رحمه الله رسالة regarding this issue. تصحيح حديث إفطار الصائم قبل سفره بعد الفجر والرد على من ضعفه. There is actually a hadith about a person who is traveling, that he could eat before he leaves his home, even so if it is after Fajr. But a lot of the muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, weaken this hadith, and Shaykh has also authenticated this hadith. And we have also another evidence, Ubayd ibn Jabr. وهذا الأثر في سنن أبي داود وابن خزيمة والبيهقي وأحمد وصححه الشيخ في الأرواء. قال, he said, ركبت مع أبي بصرة الغفاري رضي الله عنه, a companion. I got on a ship with one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفينة من الفسطاط في رمضان, during the month of Ramadan. فدفع, they got on a ship and they started what? يعني letting the ship sail. ثم قرب غداء. Then he grabbed his lunch and put it in front of both of us, and he started eating. فقال له, ألا ترى البنيان? What are you doing? Don't you see? Can't you see that we have not left town yet? You see, they are doing it قياسا على إيه? Analogy with what? Salah, because the salah you cannot shorten, you cannot use the license of a traveler unless you use what? You leave what? You leave town. You leave town. That's why if, a lot of the people, when they are traveling, they will start shortening and combining the salah at home. No, that's wrong. You have to wait until what? You become what? A traveler. الصيام is different. ألا ترى البنيان? ألا ترى البيوت? فقال أبو بصرة رضي الله عن الغفاري, أرغبت عن سنة رسول الله? Don't you like the sunnah of the messenger of Allah? شايف الرد? وهذا قول قول إسحاق وقول ابن العربي والإمام الشوكاني. And this is the view of all of them. But we mentioned that this person cannot sleep at night with the intention that he is breaking his fast. طيب, you are a traveler and you're using your license to break your fast. When do you start losing that license? When you don't have a license anymore? Two cases, which is what? Coming back to your hometown, or you arrived at a location and you intended to stay. Somebody from Maryland, for example, came to Denver and he decided to stay in Denver. خلاص. If he intended to stay, this is a stay. خلاص, I'm staying here. مطلق. Unrestricted. خلاص, I'm not leaving. This person loses the license. But if he is uncertain, he is not sure, or if he is still debating whether he is, he still can utilize the license. We made this clear? Huh? So if you return home to your hometown, to your country, khalas, you lost the license. Now we go back to the issue of, should he abstain from eating and drinking if he arrives in the middle of the day? No evidence whether he should or not. We don't have an evidence. But it's preferred that he does not eat and drink in front of people, especially if people do not know that he was a traveler. يعني واحنا نقول هذا الكلام. Why do we say this? لأن الإمام أبو حنيفة رأيه, his view that this person who came back from traveling, he is to abstain. يعني الإخوة الأحناف, just to let them know that this is the view of Abi Hanifa, that this person should abstain. If he was a traveler and he arrives home in the middle of the day of Ramadan, he should abstain from eating and drinking the rest of the day. But this is not the view of the majority of the jurists. يعني مذهب الجمهور, no. Because of also of another statement that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud made في مصنف ابن أبي شيبة, he said this, من أكل في أول النهار فليأكل آخرة. Yeah, he said if you eat at the beginning of the day and you're not fasting, then what harm does it happen if you eat at the end of the day? يعني if he was already traveling and he stopped by McDonald's to eat a halal or fish sandwich or a salad or got a shake, huh? Vanilla shake. Haji Ahmed likes vanilla shake from McDonald's now. I heard one of the people, they stopped him in the airport in New York. And they got him into that homeland security room. You know, they take you normally inside, especially if you look like this. You know, they take you inside the room there and they ask you. So they ask him, what shake do you listen to? He said, vanilla shake. Listen to vanilla shake. What shake do you listen to? He said, I listen to vanilla shake. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Okay, other issues that deals with fasting. لا يجوز للمسلم. It is not permissible for a Muslim to trick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with traveling in order to break fast. Like somebody who does not feel like fasting today, he says, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive to Miami. Huh? هذا تحايل. هذا تحايل. In order to break my fast. هذا تحايل. يعني التحايل على الواجب لا يسقطه. والتحايل على المحرم لا يبيحه. That you try to trick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to do the haram, it does not make it permissible for you to do so. In order to escape a command, it is not permissible for you to do so. The brothers and the sisters, well, there is no sisters there. The brothers who drive trucks, huh? Who drive all the time. But again, not the taxi drivers. Huh? We're talking about trucks. People who travel what? Out of states. Yani those are, they have a license to break their fast. And they could make up the days. Again, open license. And they need to make up these days when they are off their job, off their work. It is permissible for you to break fast even if it is comfortable, like you're taking an airplane. Permissible. You have a license. Again, the issue has to do with what? المشقة, the hardship.
Sure. If the profession is a truck driver, then when are they going to fast?
Don't they take a couple of days off? Do you normally take some days off? Okay. Yeah, so they could make up the days during that time. You know, the week that they take off or something, they could make up the fast. طيب, a man who is not fasting because he was a traveler, he got home around noon, his wife had her mens, and she was not fasting, and she is clear from her cycle also at the same time. Can they have a husband-wife relationship during the course of the day of Ramadan? Answer me, yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Because
They are not fasting. They can have a relationship. There is no problem because of both of them have what? License to break fast. She is clear from her cycle by noon, and he's a traveler. He broke his fast because he's a traveler. She broke her fast because she was on her period, and she's clear. Then they can have a relationship. Okay. Which one? Oh. هذا قول الإمام القرطبي. التحايل على إسقاط الواجب لا يسقطه كما أن التحايل على المحرم لا يجعله مباحا. You trying to trick Allah to make the wajib that you're not eligible to do the wajib, it's still eligible. You are eligible to do the wajib. Also, you trying to trick Allah to make the haram permissible, it's still haram. Yeah. Very quickly, in 3 minutes, and then we want to take some questions. The second type are the sick people, the people who are sick. Huh? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that if you are sick or a traveler, you can make up the days. And sickness is of three types. A sickness that does not affect your fasting. You get a little headache. You have some pain in your gum. هذا لا يؤثر على الصوم. خلاص, you could fast with this one. But there is the second type, is a type that is what? It causes you to, you know, not being comfortable with it. It's not as hard. Yet it's not exposing your life to danger. Then it is permissible to fast. And it is permissible not to fast, to break your fast. But it is haram. هذا قول الجمهور, يعني قول علماء الأمة. Haram for a person whose health will be endangered or his sickness will deteriorate because of fasting, for this person to fast. Now, sicknesses are two types. A sickness that will heal if this person breaks fast during Ramadan, he has to make up the days after Ramadan. But a person who has a terminal illness, sickness, like diabetes, sukari, الكلى, نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يحفظنا جميعا هذه الأمراض والأوجاع, is terminal illness. This person has to feed for each day one miskin. Three things quickly. A man who is sick with a terminal illness, he ended up feeding for the days that he broke in Ramadan, and then the doctor told him, you know what, alhamdulillah, you're now healthy, you're not ill anymore of that terminal illness. Should this person make up all these days that he missed in Ramadan? No, it's over. طيب. If someone who is sickness, he was told by the doctor that, listen, it's, inshallah, in a month or two, you're going to be okay. But his sickness is what? Still what? Ongoing. Is it already one Ramadan, two Ramadan, three Ramadan? This person has to wait until he figures this out. If this sickness turns into a terminal one, a permanent one, then he has to feed. If not yet, not certain, then basically he has to wait. Okay, with this, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, the next lecture, we want to talk about a very important piece which is very controversial between the scholars once it has to do with the women who are pregnant and breastfeeding. There is huge debate regarding this issue. Okay, before you ask me any questions, I want to ask you these questions. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Oh, we have other questions.